This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Plan Commission is expected to pass phases 2 through 6 today for the Red Earth Housing Project near Lake Butamore. The development will include better than 500 housing units. The specific plans will still need to be approved by the full city council. The city has recommended that the council approve all the phases of the project at once to clear the way. We know more about the Main Street Bridge project planned for next year. The Department of Transportation says the renovation will not begin until at least the fall of 2025, and the bridge closure will continue into the spring of 2026. The DOT says that the Main Street Bridge is currently safe for both foot and vehicle traffic, as well as the drawbridge for boats. The Parks Department is hoping to get some business for the new Four Seasons Pavilion in Lakeshore Park. There will be an open house today at the pavilion from 5 till 6 p.m. Rental rates for residents are $236 for weekdays, $288 for weekends and holidays. Non-residents pay a little bit more than that. Page 2, the Chamber's Business After Hours is tonight at Mr. Brew's Tap House. Always a good time. It gets underway at 4:30. Oshkosh Media will host a series of candidates' forums with the League of Women Voters. Candidates for school board appeared last night. City Council and Winnebago County Circuit Court judge candidates will be on Thursday night. All forums will be taped and available online through GovTV. Gasoline prices are on the rise again. Gas is now averaging $3.25 a gallon at Oshkosh stations. And the Boys and Girls Club has announced their largest fundraiser of the year. Wine Feast returns to the Oshkosh Convention Center on April 27th. Tickets are $150 each or $1,200 for a table of eight. Tickets are on sale right now. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd is on the road this week. Only 3 home games remain in the regular season. They're coming up on the 15th, the 16th, and the 27th. And UW Oshkosh's women's basketball team has made it on to the NCAA Sweet 16. They play again coming up later this week. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.